With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the July 4th weekend has surpassed 100. The number of deaths reached 104 Monday as a massive search continued for missing people in hard-hit Kerr County, home to Camp Mystic and several other summer camps. Searchers have found the bodies of 84 people, including 28 children. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha tells KSAT search and rescue continues following the deadly flash floods.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing throughout Kerr County. We're using assets from local, state, and national first responders. Hundreds of trained first responders are working every aspect of this emergency.
Teams are using heavy equipment to untangle trees and wading into swollen rivers. Volunteers covered in mud sorted through chunks of debris piece by piece in an increasingly bleak task. A man with a rifle and tactical gear was shot dead by police after he opened fire at a Border Patrol facility in Texas on Monday morning.
Ryan Lewis Mosqueda had an assault rifle and was carrying a utility vest when federal agents returned fire Monday morning. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez said,
"But there were many dozens of rounds fired from by the suspect towards a building and towards agents in that building."
The shooting took place at a facility across the street from the McAllen International Airport. Law enforcement said afterward that they found a second rifle, more ammunition, and backpacks that the suspect had brought. News conference audio courtesy of KGTV. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump on Monday set a 25% tax on goods imported from Japan and South Korea, as well as new tariff rates on a dozen other countries. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422. This is SRN News. Colorado's assisted suicide law is being challenged. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
A group of disability advocates is taking the state to court, arguing that the measure, which allows doctors to help people take their own lives, unfairly targets the disabled. The suit contends that a request for suicide indicates a mental disorder. Under Colorado law, if a healthy person makes the request, he is referred to a psychiatrist. But if a disabled person does so, they're allowed to kill themselves. The suicide law was passed in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will not hear a case involving a push to revive a law that minors must have their parents' permission for an abortion in Montana. This after voters enshrined abortion in the state constitution at the ballot box. The parental consent law passed in 2013 but was blocked in court and never took effect before it was invalidated last year. This is SRN News. Two of Texas's biggest sports teams are coming together to make a major donation after that weekend of deadly floods. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans are joining with the NFL Foundation to donate a total of $1.5 million to relief efforts. An NFL statement on social media says the funds will, quote, provide both immediate assistance and long-term resources to those most impacted by the catastrophic flooding. Torrential rains and flash flooding in the Texas Hill Country has led to the deaths of at least 80 people. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Elon Musk says he's carrying out his threat to form a new political party after his fissure with President Trump, announcing on social media that he would form the America Party in response to the president's sweeping tax cuts law. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.